Is it true that the difficulties also come hand in hand with the progress?
Okay, that's a very good question. Difficulties, do they come hand in hand with progress? Absolutely true, but let me put it in perspective. Difficulties are part of human life. And I think if somebody tries to run away from difficulties, he is running away from life, he is running away from yoga. And wherever one goes, difficulties will chase us. But when we try to go for progress, then yes, difficulties tend to increase. And the reason is very simple. There are many things in life which we accept as a way of life. You know, like for example, as an Air Force background, going to a party and you know, where there are certain things. You have to take part in certain things which are, you just pick up their habit patterns. But when we begin to turn to yoga, we automatically develop this division inside that, well, this is not how I should be leading my life. Now this, first of all, opens a door to conflict. But the forces of the world which were keeping me or a sadhak tied there, they get enraged. It's like somebody is trying to escape their prison. So they begin to mount. And then I have to, then actually it's a great opportunity to discover what in me is still resisting, what in me is not yet open. And they will come from various sides, outer difficulties. They are excellent ways to make us aware, what is it I am attached to? This is what I have learned from all difficulties. That am I attached to this situation? Do I want things to turn out in this way or that way? And all these are attachments. And then just to invoke her, that Ma, tear away through all this. Cut away all these strings. Because you realize that if I am attached to something, I will suffer. And that's why I often say, people say, oh, getting over desire is so difficult. I said, actually speaking, if you come out of it, you feel such a wideness and freedom that you wonder how you it could be otherwise. Because desire ties you. It gives you little pleasure, but that pleasure comes with a very, very heavy price. And when we begin to realize it, then come out of it, then life is beautiful. So yes, they come. Then there are, of course, they come from three sources. One is our nature, which we had accepted, getting angry, experiencing lust and, you know, fear, and habitual responses which we took as very normal. Money, accumulating money, we don't use the word greed, we say it's our right, therefore, you know, I must. So all these things are part of our nature, but we have to transcend this nature. So these things begin to stick. Then there are difficulties which come from the adverse and hostile forces. They don't like to see us growing toward the divine. So they will pick a small point and throw a Himalaya around it. So a small little difficulty will suddenly look like, oh my God, this is going to, drown me. And, it'll try to bring in all kinds of fears in various ways. And then there are difficulties also by the spiritual and divine forces. Not divine forces, but spiritual forces. So they will try to distract. Oh, that's the easier path. Oh, here there is this simple thing. You have a mantra and you get peace. I know people who went away and later lamented, repented. Because, it's a lure. That I'll do this mantra and do this sadhana. I'll look like a sadhak and everything will be fine. There is a law of the way, a hard labor which, we cannot avoid wherever we go. I mean, there is no shortcut or a spiritual bypassing of the yoga. So, these are the difficulties which come, make us, the idea that I am unfit for the yoga, the idea that I am full of all kinds of miseries, God has chosen me, chosen to inflict miseries on me. Or sometimes it can come in the other way, that I am someone great, I am a great sadhak, I am living in the ashram for 50 years, I am very special, I have never walked out, so I am very special. All these crazy false ideas which aggrandize the ego, they can come. And that's why vigilance and most important, sincerity and humility. So sincerity means to see within, not to deceive oneself or the divine. Means no justification. If I get angry, there is no justification for it except that it's a weakness. If I succumb to lust, that means, well, I have a weakness there. If I am afraid, so no justification that corona is spreading everywhere, well, I have fear in me and it's not good. It's an impurity. If I feel greed for money, I must detect it. And well, we don't have to tell everybody, look, you know, I have a greed for, no. If I have a greed for the extra bit of rasgulla, I have to see that, well, something in me has a greed and I need to look into it and work upon it and offer it basically. And the other thing which is important is humility, very, very, very important, that basically I am nothing, it is the divine who is everything. The moment I steps in and says, I am a spiritual person, I am a sadhak, I am a yogi of the supramental path, worse still, I am a superman, look here, my hairs are glowing, becoming golden, etc., etc. Very dangerous. Trying to teach others like a guru, holding a course and, you know, people attending it and you become a mediator. No, that's not the way that Mother and Shubhinda have said. You share the joy, that's okay. Share the joy like, you know, we are sharing now here. So that's, these are the precautions one has to take.